Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. Lines are open, so give a call. We got a lot to discuss. Before I introduce my co-host, I just need to... Just give a little, a bit of a PSA, so to speak, if you want to call it that. Look, in the legal field, it's an adversary conditions. It goes, you know, you have a prosecutor and a defense table, the prosecutor's attorney and a defense attorney. You have a defendant and the state. You have... It's always a versus type of thing. You always got something, you know, going against each other, maybe criminal, civil, or whatever. The judge is supposed to sit there if it's a civil case. Sometimes it's a jury trial, and sometimes it's not. Usually the defendant has a choice of having it to have a jury or not. The judge has no real say in it, but not for Trump, you know. And it's really got to say this is really, really bad news. The judge in New York, Arthur Degrade, I call it degenerate, idiot. Not even given his last name because he shouldn't have any patch. But he doesn't even deserve his name at all. This guy here, okay. Lex, Trump is supposed to have his, he's supposed to go out and do the speech that he gives at the end where the defense attorney goes out and does his summation for his
crime.
The closing, yeah. Right. Trump, his deal was that Trump was going to do his own closing, which
okay,
was fine. That was up to it. But then yesterday, we all found out that Melania's mother passed away.
Yes, she did. Terrible loss.
So Trump's attorney asked for a continuance because of various for a couple of days.
Right.
Because
his wife and all that.
Right.
Stuff. He said no.
Right. He said no. And then he also said that he also rescinded the idea of telling. He told Trump he cannot do his own clothes, which is illegal on both counts.
Wow, violating jurisprudence, huh? Whoa.
Yeah. First of all, he has no say. This judge has no say. He has a say on the delays and stuff like that, yes. But anyone else but Trump, he would have gotten a couple of days delay because of his wife's, mom's funeral. Yeah, and that's
The judge cannot dictate who does the clothes.
Right. Well, anyway,
did they tell the judge they're going to hold him for?
Well, he's going to be contempt. This judge here is not going to survive. This judge here is going to end up. He's sealing his he's digging his own grave. Let's put it that way.
Why is his boss not telling him what to do?
I don't know. They're working on that. I think what's going to happen is that there'll be a continuance anyway. And Trump will close this thing up in a couple of days. This judge is going
to
be.
He needs to serve the court immediately.
We got a better one. As of late this evening, the American people, the citizens of New York, is suing $1 trillion to this judge in defamation, for discrimination. And
the people don't have a say. I'm sorry.
The people have a say. Anyway, they're doing it, and they think Trump is also suing this guy, and stuff like that.
He needs to
his family.
The court. He needs.
They
to
already
the
did.
Court itself.
They already. They already served.
The court, and the
they
court
already served the head.
His rights.
They already served the head judge. A multi-trillion dollar lawsuit against New York and the judge.
They're also asking for
this judge to be terminated, officially terminated, of course, and never raise his hand on anything. Meanwhile, we're going after him criminally too, kickbacks with George Soros and everything else. So we're going to be doing that. But anyway. The thing is, jurisprudence is being violated every which way, and needs to be taken care of. And that's the PSA. Now, let me introduce the other voice that you hear on the phone, on the radio show. That's Scarlett.
Good evening, everyone. I'm a legal beagle person. I may not be an attorney. That was the other endeavor I wanted to do in life. But I decided to be an artist and a designer, okay? And I know a lot about the law, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, there's so many violations in the court system. It needs to get into mediation. It needs to fly up right all the way up, okay? If they're not going to follow protocol, he needs to handle them. He needs to handle the court, really. Okay, and then the Supreme Court needs to handle that court because they're not listening, really. This is criminal. This is not civil. This is criminal. The governor's a cunt. The mayor is an asshole. I mean, he kicked kids out of school so that he could put illegals in there. Seriously. So Trump needs to change the venue.
Okay, a couple of things with that. Okay, Scarlett just touched a little bit of it. Today, it turned out that the kids in high school in Brooklyn, they were kicked out of the buses, and they used the buses for the illegals, aliens. These are illegal aliens. They're criminals. And they're using the schools to do that. And now this radio show and other shows are talking directly to the parents of all these kids. Stand up and be counted.
Sure.
Take these kids. You know, start.
Sue the spook. Sue the scumbag. Sue them. All of you. Sue them. Or keep your children out of school. You know what? If
home
you don't put your children in public school, they don't get any money.
Teach them. Home teach them.
Home teach them. Shit. I'm asking Trump to change his venue. He needs to go to a higher court, a federal court, to issue an immediate change of venue. It's a federal case. It don't matter where it is. Bring it to Florida.
The other thing that's happening is we like to thank the state legislature in Ohio. The governor of Ohio vetoed a bill banning child sex veto. He voted against a ban that would have prevented doctors from doing a changing sex, you know, child sex changes in juveniles. He vetoed it, and then the House and the Senate in the state of Ohio overrode his veto. So it's illegal to do. It is now illegal to do sex changes in the state of Ohio, just like it's illegal to do it in the state of Florida and a bunch of other states.
They can only do abortions.
That's a big thing, too, and I think the state legislature is going to override that, too, in Ohio. We're working on that as
yes.
we speak. And others.
And we have presidents. We have presidents on that, because you remember when California went after a law that people voted on, and the legislature overturned it, remember?
Yeah.
So there
and then the Supreme Court did.
Right. Remember?
So that's a big thing there on that. And now the other big story, we don't have Pillsbury Doughboy to criticize anymore. He dropped out today officially. Chris Christie dropped out, and the story is that he was supposed to endorse Haley, and then he said no, and he said that both Haley and DeSantis are going to get creamed. So he knows that Trump is going to be the candidate in that.
He should endorse him.
So indirectly he did. He hasn't yet, but he's by saying those two are going to get creamed.
Meanwhile, DeSantis,
I don't know about that, because DeSantis left the campaign trail and went back to Tallahassee to open up to do state of the state in Tallahassee and work the campaign and work the state of Florida's business today. So I don't know if there's a debate or not today or not, but I think the story is that DeSantis has also dropped out. But
we don't
we'll
want
see.
Him. Pack his shit, take his family, and leave.
Yeah.
We don't want
so
him.
Yeah,
he's
so that's the story there. Because he's now back in Florida doing governor's work as of a few minutes. He's down to fifth place in the poll in New Hampshire. The only one left really is Trump and Chris and Haley.
And the other nutface.
And for Vic and Asa.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, but for Vic, it's in
Asa,
there too.
Asa Buchanan, whatever his name is. Asa
Hutchinson's still in there, I think.
There you go. You
got another one. No, and that's it. No. So that's a big thing there.
Todd needs to go get the crossover. He's got the part.
He is. And guess who was on The View? Guess who was on The View early in the day? None other than Liz Cheney.
He wrote a book.
Yeah, and the fake Republican Peter Caracciola has his finished reading the book. So anyway, we'll be on The View. Listen to this. Whoopi Goldberg on The View begs Liz Cheney to run third party, claiming Trump wants to be the dictator for life. And this is a quote for Whoopi Goldberg. If he ever gets in again, we'll never have any more elections. There will be no more. He will stop it. And he's very clear about it. He wants to be dictator for life. That is, end quote. That's Whoopi Goldberg talking.
He never said that.
No, he didn't.
Whatever, in her dreams, don't matter. I don't care. They can talk stupid all they want. It doesn't move me. You know?
Yeah. And today was today in Congress, in the House, they filed in contempt, Hunter Biden in contempt twice, two different committees, and they filed on the floor, so all of them in contempt.
Let me say, Mayorkas.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him. The big story was Hunter Biden. He actually showed up. See, now this is something I'm going to say. If I was in that gallery back there, and Hunter Biden was in the front row like he was, and he was there, and if I had my cuffs, I would go over to him and say, Hunter Biden, you're under arrest on behalf of the people of the state. And
right
I would arrest him.
Anything you say will be used against you.
And I would have done it right there. And I would have said, stand up. I would have taken my cuffs out, and I would have handcuffed him. A citizen's arrest, whatever you want to call it. And just do it for contempt of Congress.
What the Secret Service would have done to you?
I would have tried. And that's
it. In the whole of Congress.
You know,
they would have had you on the floor booked.
I would have tried anyway. Would have done it on behalf of it was just nothing more I could do. I didn't do anything illegal. I was just trying to do it and see what happens.
Nobody did anything illegal and they put them in jail.
I know. So, yeah, I know, but I would have done it that way.
You got the wrong argument there. I mean, they're all not. Congress works so slow.
Yep.
They need to go after the Mayorkas. All right.
That's what I would have done.
Okay. I support it.
Yep.
I have no problem with it.
Okay. Also, the other thing that we had, as we talked about, we've been having the big story is the Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
It turned out that Fannie Willis and her boyfriend, her boyfriend's name is Nathan Wade. Nathan Wade was an attorney, a lawyer, but he didn't do anything involving criminal stuff. It's all civil case stuff like that. And Fannie Willis. And Nathan Wade going at each other, dating each other, and then he went it turned out that he got invited to the White House, Nathan Wade on a couple occasions, and then Fannie Willis was also at the White House a couple of times. And this was before the indictments on Trump and everyone else, and money's exchanged hands and stuff like that. So
you want to bet? Hold it. You want to bet Obama was there too?
Probably. So today, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed criminal charges with the state and to disbar and to disqualify Fannie Willis and criminal investigation for a possible arrest and termination. They also filed paperwork in Congress for the exact same thing, and to prevent these woke attorneys from going out and things like that. So that's a big thing there.
There you go.
No.
You're going to be sounded. They're going to find things on you. You cannot get away with just doing your shit, because we're going to find your criminal shit. You people have stuff in laundry in your back end. And it will be exposed. Each and every one of you. So I'm waiting for Letitia James. What do we got on her?
So you got stuff too. Her case is pretty much done. This is all part. That case got to get thrown out. First of all, there was no one in that case. Sorry, but the appellate court threw it out, and it's going to get totally thrown out anyway in a couple of days. Anyhow.
Yeah, but this Indian judge doesn't close it. He keeps it lingering.
He's going to come in one day, and he's going to find out his courtroom is locked up. And he can't open it. They took the key away, and they're going to, and then he's gonna go and find out his office has been eliminated, and they changed the locks on his office and took his name down, and that's what they're gonna do. And then he's gonna go to the head thing, and there's gonna be two people from the judicial community or whatever that's gonna be coming in and arresting him.
Get out of here!
Yeah, get out of here. Welcome, escort him out.
And Letitia James.
Letitia James.
Before she became Attorney General, what did she do?
I don't even know. She campaigned to become a lieutenant. She tried to run for governor, failed. So I don't know.
So what's her background? We don't know. We'll have to search that.
Now, another big story is the other day, we found out that Defense Chief Austin disappeared. He went to a hospital to get whatever the situation was at the time. Nobody knew. It turned out to be prostate cancer or something like that. He didn't follow protocol. When you're in that position, you got to notify the president. And go through different things so someone can take over for your position while you're going into the hospital to take care of whatever you got to.
I'm sure they knew where he was, and they just didn't give a shit.
Which is really bad, because when you have wars around the area, whether it be Ukraine, Israel.
Biden doesn't give a shit.
You still need by protocol to go for the second in command in that.
Doesn't give a shit.
I don't care about that. You guys still got your underling, your assistant defense secretary, the one right below you,
they
should be notified.
These people are cronies. They don't give a shit.
Then anyway, the Democrats
to come back. These people are in F in the fucking head, okay? They're cronies. They're criminals. They're an F. They're enigmas.
A number of Democrats are asking for the defense the secretary to resign. That's breaking as of about an hour ago.
You're in the Greens. You can't even get rid of Ronnie McDaniels.
I don't care about it. Well, McDonald is gone. We have a figurehead that's in there, but she's already announced it in our speech, and it's in our protocol when we do the fundraising for the RNC.
After the election?
No, she already resigned. It's official. She already resigned. Just we're waiting for a new election to get a new thing there, but it's most likely going to be Scott Pressler. But McDaniel's already gone. And it's already in the pitch.
When is this new election for RNC head transactions?
Probably in the next week or so, because it's already in our pitch.
Who votes for that? All the
RECs, all the Republican executive committees across the country. We just got rid of Michigan.
Richard DiNapoli and Merrill, that's who votes for
it? They're both gone. Both of them are gone. They'll both be officially gone in the next few days. We don't want any of those people.
Do we have them as a criminal enterprise?
I don't know. But they're all going to be gone shortly.
Okay. Well, you can only hope and pray.
So, you know, that's a big thing. We need to change things around. And we also got to get rid of Christian Siegler because he's corrupt too up in Tallahassee.
Yeah, but he's gone. They put a new person in.
Yeah. Well, they have to because he's not one of those sexual stuff. We need to get rid of these pedophiles.
We have here in Broward County is it's Democrat heaven, and you got Rhino heaven here. Really, it's true. Okay, it's a limited amount of conservatives that live here in Broward County. It's the truth. Okay, so you got a lot of criminal enterprise going on. You do.
No, we.
The hierarchy in the Republican Party. Okay, and you got these commissioners all over the goddamn place here, high up that are making millions in a salary. That work in Broward County. Okay, which is really screwed up. Okay? We have Democrat mayors. The one mayor that's in Lauderdale by the sea, he's a rhino. I think he's a dickbass. Okay? And we need to take our county back. We need like-minded people who are conservatives to run against these animals. And it's not about money. It's about going and standing up and being counted and doing the crossover. You have to go into the heart of the Democrat communities and talk to them and show them facts, not fiction, not words. Show them real shit. Let them see it. You know, go door knocking every door and show it to them one by one. Cards are the scratch-off, okay? The ones that they each has their own kind of platform. Which platform would you like? And scratch off the one, and you'll see that you're a conservative. True?
That's true.
So, that's something Trumpy should do. Quit those scratch off cards. Go around the crossover areas and have the ground game distribute them. And stand there and let them read the platforms on both sides. And then scratch off and see who scratch it off for me support. That'll tell you something. True? It's a good plan. No, Mitch. We need to build an Ellis Island on the Rio Grande.
That is true. Okay, about a few hours ago, locals in Brooklyn are protesting after James Madison High School was closed to students so illegal aliens could set up camp in the high school.
I know where that is. That's on, Bedford Avenue. And Avenue... Avenue P, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
That's a good high school. I know a lot of people that went there when I went. I had a friend who was a kid. That's not the high school I would have went to. If I didn't go to Edward R. Murrow, I would have ended up in Midwood. I still hung out in Brooklyn College. So the school is no longer a school.
Yep.
Who did this?
It sounds like
Secretary in D.C.
Yeah, Mayor Adams, Governor Cuoco, and Joe Biden is responsible.
Keep on bottom, folks. You're doing good. You reap what you sow. You want to live in shit? You walk in the oven? Get flamed? Go do it. You're doing it good to yourself.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a song.
Okay.
What song do you want?
Won't Back Down.
Okay. Going on this weekend?
No.
You got the playoffs. The Dolphins play Kansas City in Kansas City in the first round. And temperatures about 11 degrees or maybe even colder with snow on the ground.
I think
so too because they're used to the cold. But the thing is that if they start off about 11 degrees, a little cooler than that, it'd be the coldest game ever for an NFL game.
Well, you know what they're going to be wearing.
What are you going to be wearing? You got the uniforms.
Yeah, but
they can't do
that. They're going to be wearing.
It'd be But the long johns.
Long johns and flannel. You know? Do they make heated suits?
I don't know.
How about heated helmets?
Not sure.
Is it outside? Hold it. Is it an outside arena, stadium?
Yep.
It's open. Yeah. Why don't they play down here?
No.
Why not?
They're playing because it's Saturday. It's Saturday at 8 p.m. It's a night game. Dolphins against the Chiefs.
Well, have common sense.
It's the way it is. They got home field advantage, the Chiefs.
Why do you think they don't do Super Bowl in the cold?
Well, they do it occasionally. They did try it in the Meadowlands back in the day.
Did they really?
Yeah.
You ever go to a football game in the freezing cold?
No. Okay, the first game, that's the second game. The first game on Saturday is Cleveland versus Texas, the Texans. And that's in Texas, Houston.
I came out tied. 136 wins, 136 on losses in score. I did pretty good considering there were almost 700 and change. Not bad for my first round, huh?
Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, that's Saturday. On Sunday, it's the Steelers versus the Bills in Buffalo.
Steelers will win.
And I don't know. I think Buffalo will. And they're favored by 10. And then in the NFC, also at 4:30, the second game is the Packers versus the Cowboys in Dallas. And I think the Cowboys should win that one.
Dallas is going to take it. What do you think?
And then the third game on Sunday night is the Rams versus the Lions. And the Lions should win that.
I say the Lions. What do you say?
And I say the same thing. And then on Monday night is the Eagles versus the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the Eagles should take that. That's the playoff right now.
I don't see Tampa Bay. But you know what? Every time we call it, we put it on it, it's usually the other team.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's a big thing.
How are the Islanders doing?
Okay, hockey. The Islanders are not doing too bad. One of the best teams in the league is the Rangers, though. I'll give you the stats in a second. Get back here. The Rangers are 26-11, 54 points. The Islanders are 18-12 for 46 points in fourth place or third place in their division. And then the Devils behind them. The other division, the Atlantic division, the Boston Bruins were in first with 56 points. And then the Panthers, the Florida Panthers was second at 54 points.
Okay.
No.
Well, we'll see how it's doing.
And the best, and the Winnipeg Jets got 58 points. They're the best team in hockey right now.
Did you read that Tiger Woods is getting divorced again?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, he is. Wonder why he's cheating.
Maybe. Now.
Using the wrong club to satisfy his wife.
When you're playing golf or playing any kind of game, when you're going all over to different parts of the country and stuff, and when you're playing in tournaments, it's 3 or 4 days away from family, and you can do that. And sometimes it's a strain on relationships. That may be one of the reasons.
So you're saying musicians that are married have strain on relationships?
Yeah, if they don't bring their wives along every so often, or the girlfriends. But if they disappear for months at a time...
Why would they want to go on the road and just listen to them play? It's boring. That's it. They got to have a life. You know, you can't be your significant other's wife. Do you disagree with me?
No, but you got to understand that, you know, they do their thing, and you got to let them to do their thing, so.
If you were in the music, and I have my own business, would you want me traveling around with you, or would you want me
I would like you to come around with me once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're home and you're busy all day. You're traveling. You're setting up. You're getting your shit together, doing all this stuff, and you're with the band. Where is your time for your significant other?
Uh-huh.
You do a show. You must be tired after the show. You got to clean up, shower, change, alter, pack up to go to another venue. So I'm just saying, how exciting can that be? Just asking.
Wow.
When Melania traveled with with President Trump, they used to go home after each rally. Got it? It's different. Okay. Just say.
No.
By the way, Melania's mommy, she was in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were not far from home. So I'm sure the minute he got the news, he was there and abreast.
Yeah.
Okay, them and the family, because that's what counts. Country's great, country's good, but family is good. Family's important. One outweighed the many. She outweighed, okay?
Yeah.
And as a strong warrior of a woman that she is, the lady she is, it still hurts to lose a person you love. That's it. All I'm saying is that judge is a piece of work.
Yes, he is. No, look.
What?
That judge needs to be disbarred. He needs to be taken out, literally taken out, chains, and literally strung up into. We should fly him. He likes this. He wants to be a communist. Why don't we just fly him over? Take the judge. Fly him over to Russia or to Cuba or to. Or to Peking, and let them understand what communism or North Korea, and just leave them there.
Put them in North Korea. I don't hang out with Kim Jong Un.
Guys, because it's wrong. First of all, again, I'm a paralegal. I'm a licensed paralegal, Even one of the first things you teach, and you got to go through law school a little bit to understand that and the legal process. And it's not the judge that determines who gives the summation at the end of the trial, who gives the close, as they say. It's the defense attorney and the defendant that has the shot. The judge has no say. And yet he tries to, and he screws it up. And he also slapped Trump in his face when he denied him to for a delay because his wife's mom passed away. Every other judge in the world, good or bad, will always grant some time, 24, 40 hours, whatever it may be, so you have some mourning process, and then do it. Not this one, because he has to fix it, he has a hatred towards him, and this judge needs to be taught a lesson big time. And there's going to be a way, you know, this thing called karma. And this judge better watch his step, because karma's going to bite him in the ass, and he's going to end up having a big, big problem. Because the American people, the citizens of New York, you know, and Letitia James, same thing with Brandy Willis in Georgia. Crime is running wild. Crime is running wild. What are you doing to protect the citizens of your district?
I'm watching again the Many Saints of Newark. You remember in Newark when they had the...
they had the riot to the 60s, 70s.
The same shit.
In Newark, back in the 70s, there was a big conflict between the blacks, Hispanics, and the Italians. And it's like a territorial dispute. That's a fact. Even though Many Saints of Newark, the storyline, The Sopranos, is fake in a sense, the actual background scenes, the riots and stuff, that was real. It really happened. And that hatred has been going on for years. One of the reasons Newark has such bad times with education and crime, one of the worst cities in New Jersey is Newark. Same thing with Camden and a couple others. But the point is, it's because of the environment they're in. People that grew up in that, and the education level in Newark was very bad. It goes back 20 years to the 60s, 70s, 80s. It's where Cory Booker came from. And it's one of the reasons why Jen has problems in her own little state, because she grew up with that mess and she doesn't know anything better and doesn't understand it. And there's a lot of people like that. And when you live in that environment of all these lies and corruption and stuff and hatred, that's what you become. And the same thing in Bed-Stuy or in Harlem or you know, any of these places where you have all these things. And Fort Apache, South Bronx, same thing, but they corrected it up. This is how it works. That's why growing up environment is very important. You try to move in a better neighborhood. Any more comment?
I'm just saying it's the same. It's a loop. You never learn from the mistakes.
Yeah, but that scenario in Newark, that's true.
Today it's different because it's being done on purpose.
Yeah, and today it's the illegal aliens done by the Democrats and the mob.
That was pure Dougie anger. Today this shit is being done on purpose.
Right.
Okay.
The illegal aliens that's coming in is designed to fundamentally change this country from the beginning. From Obama, he said he wants to fundamentally change this country. He's doing it through allowing open borders and bringing all these illegal aliens, criminals, and thugs in there to do that. And one thing about that school, it's in a district that voted 66% for Trump. In that one district, and they put them in there
by James Madison.
Yeah, that whole area, that district, for the majority voted for
done on purpose to hurt the neighborhood.
Right, to change the neighborhood and to try and get more votes. It's all this is, and the same thing all over the place.
It's not going to help the neighborhood to change it. It's going to piss off
it's gonna hurt
the people.
Yeah, same thing with the governor Same thing with the governor of Massachusetts is what she said, that to come on, bring him in. You know, remember the snake? Bring him in. Bring me home, you know, right. So I can give you a vicious bite. That's what they're doing there. So they're bringing in the snakes.
I'm waiting for them to come into Florida.
No, they know they're going to get the difference between Florida and Massachusetts or New York is that in Florida, they come in, we shoot and kill them. We don't listen.
We'll just blast them off the planet.
We eliminate the cancer.
But I had good news today. I kind of see the cruise ship. It's here. They're doing a whole month test of it. And then it's going to go on and out on its maiden voyage at the end of January, beginning of February. And that ship is gorgeous. I posted it on my Facebook page.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Sure.
Okay.
We'll go
on. We'll do the show on the ship.
Absolutely. You kidding me? I'm sure we can get a lot of people to talk on that.
Yeah.
It's a money. You have that money to go on. That's a money ship, okay, because you live there. You get suites, you know. You get bedroom and a kitchen and a front room and a hangout and a patio. It's quite lovely, okay? Mm-hmm. It's bucks. That stuff, it runs up into a nice middle six-figure. Seriously. Really.
Anyway, we're running down with
You go for a while. You live there. Okay, that's like your home. Home on water, babe. Okay?
Go around the lake.
Go around the world. You go I don't know yet. I'll have to get back to you on that. This is Scarlett Butler saying, everybody, have a great night. Stay tuned. We can only hope and pray about something. God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless everyone. Bye.
Yeah, and I urge everyone to get involved and make sure you, especially in the areas that they're using these illegals and kicking your school kids out. As parents, stand up and fight because you need to do it. It's time. Every state that these kids are being kicked out of school so they can put the illegal aliens and the criminals and the thugs in the schools, those parents should turn around and vote these Democrats out, these communists out. Let's make it a landslide, all 50 states. Let's get rid of these Democrats and get these people out of here. And then close the borders and deport them all and get them rid of them. And if they resist, take them out. Who cares? The point is, it's time to end this stuff. And let's get rid of these George Soros, judges and AGs and anything else in between. And let's put real law and order, and there's the Constitution and the laws of this country, and bring them in. Anyway, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everyone that are listening, calls, anything that come in. We're on again on Sunday at 7 p.m. We'll give you updates in between our podcast, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. I expect to do one either tomorrow or Friday again. We will continue to fight for the truth. And I'll keep you updated and let you know what's going on with the courts and everything else. And let's make sure that Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, including Joe Biden, go to a prison cell near you and trial for treason and go from there. And I want to thank you again for your support and thank you again for your time. And listen to our show and I'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everyone, and don't forget to keep an eye on the Ashley Babbitt case with Judicial Watch, and I urge everyone to go out and support Judicial Watch and help them out, and also Alliance Defending Freedom. Both of them are working closely in this type of situation to fight for freedoms, and Hillsdale College is the other one, and there are many others. So get out there and support America First candidates, America First, and everyone else. God bless you. See you again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great evening.